Create, educate, liberate. Create. You've probably heard the phrase, you create your own reality. But what does it mean? Life can make us feel mentally boxed in and unable to imagine ourselves in any other way. However, huge numbers of people all over the world are awakening to the fact that rather than the old adage, seeing is believing, the truth is, believing is seeing. In metaphysical and spiritual teachings, we learn that the outer world is created by the inner world. The things you physically see and experience in daily life are described as your outer world. This is the objective physical world of sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. Living in an attraction-based universe means we attract to us things in harmony with our dominant vibration. We create this vibration through our beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. The law of attraction is impartial, just like the law of electricity. If you stick your finger in an electric socket, you'll get an electric shock, no matter who you are. Universal laws work the same for all. How we use our knowledge of them is up to us. Educate. Our inner world is our imagination, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. It takes conscious effort to change old thought habits, especially if you have strong neural pathways and momentum going around negative beliefs. We can't stop thoughts popping into our mind, but with effort we can control which ones we focus our attention on. Like shining a torch, flicking through TV channels or radio stations, if you don't like what you find, move on until you find something of interest to you. Imagination is a gift we are all born with. Where we focus it is up to us. Too often we slip into habitual negative imaginings rather than positive ones because we are bombarded by so much negativity. Studies have found our body responds physically to our thoughts. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a real experience and an imagined one. So if you can create an image in your mind of the person you want to be, with focused concentration, you change your energy levels. Then watch and observe how people and circumstances show up to enable you to fulfill your desire. Quote, "Some men seem to attract success, power, wealth, attainment, with very little conscious effort. Others conquer with great difficulty. Still others fail altogether to reach their ambitions, desires, and ideals. Why is this so? Why should some men realize their ambitions easily, others with difficulty, and still others not at all? The cause cannot be physical, else the most perfect men physically would be the most successful. The difference, therefore, must be mental, must be in the mind. Hence, mind must be the creative force, must constitute the sole difference between men. It is mind, therefore, which overcomes environment and every other obstacle in the path of man." Charles Hanel, Mental Chemistry. Liberate. I love studying metaphysical and spiritual teachings daily. As I process things in my mind, I love to create fun ways to pass on this knowledge. We all learn by doing, and we all love to do things that are fun. Creative mindfulness gives your mind and body time to relax, switch off from the hustle and bustle of life, and listen to your own heart. Making creative projects that illustrate deeper meanings about life is an inspiring way of learning. My natural skills are teaching, and I love breaking down complicated subjects into easy-to-understand, manageable chunks. Add to this my passion for making things out of rubbish, and what you get is a powerful, fun, engaging course that enables you to break free from the life that you have boxed yourself in. Take a minute to hear how Sam experienced the Supercharge Your Self-Confidence in 7 Creative Weeks course. Set your imagination free. Seeing the lights go on in someone's eyes as they have their own aha moments is all I need to put a big smiley face on my calendar at the end of the day. I love creating. I love teaching self-discovery through creative mindfulness and helping others. The key to your life is your imagination. Creative mindfulness turns the key. When you get that buzz in your solar plexus or flutter in your heart, you know you've found your purpose. Mine is to create, educate, and liberate. I thought I'd share a photo of a multimedia piece that I'm working on this week. It's not finished, but I just love the colours and patterns in this image. Take a few minutes to sit quietly and look into the picture. What do you see?